Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Gopi Janavalava Grivaradari Jai Gopi Janavalava Grivanadari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada aquí, sí, sí, Radha Madhava, Astas aquí, Brinda aquí, sí, Panchatadva aquí. Sri Prahlad Nisinghadev ki, Nitai Gaur Pramanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 19, entitled The Lord Begs Charity from Bali Maharaj. Text number 34. Kramato gampadaikena Duite yena divam vibo Kamchakayena mahata Tartiyasya kuto gati Kramato gampadaikena Duiti yena divam vibo Kamchaka yena mahata Tartiyasya kuto gatihi Kramato gampadaikena Duiti yena divam vibo Kamchakayena mahata Tartiyasya kuto gatihi Vaishnavis. Kramata, gradually, gam, the surface of the land, pada ekena, by one step, dwiti yena, by the second step, divam, the whole of outer space, Viboho, of the universal form. Kamcha, the sky also. Kayena, by the expansion of his transcendental body. Mahata, by the universal form. Tartiyasya, as far as the third step is concerned. Kuta, where is Gatihi, to keep his step. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Vamanadev first will occupy the three worlds with one step. He then will take his second step and occupy everything in outer space. And then he will expand his universal body to occupy everything. Where will you offer him the third step? Purport. Shukracharya wanted to tell Bali Maharaj how he would be cheated by Lord Vamana. You have promised three steps, he said, but with only two steps, all your possessions will be finished. How then will you give him a place for his third step? Shukracharya did not know how the Lord protects his devotee. The devotee must risk everything in his possessions for the service of the Lord, but he is always protected and never defeated. By materialistic calculations, Shukracharya thought that Bali Maharaj would under no circumstances be able to keep his promise to the Brahmachari, Lord Vamanadev. Before I move into the prayers, I've been told and it's in the heart of everyone's concern for all the health and care to be, I mean that this small service I am offering to the well-being of His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, who is so dear to all of us. And it is only by your mercy that my words and my attempts to serve will be of some value. So I beg from you your blessings that I may be able to give something useful for all and myself as well. Om Mangyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitan Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Siguru Siyuta Padakamalam Sigurum Vaisnavamscha Si Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Si Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Si Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we can read the translation again. Or you can repeat with me if you wish. Vamanadev will first occupy the three worlds with one step. Then he will take his second step and occupy everything in outer space. And then he will expand his universal body to occupy everything. Where will you offer him the third step? So this is a challenge, because we hear that in other ages demons were living, I'm not sure if it is in different planets or different universes, and then they come into different planets, and then in this planet and different continents. And right now the tendency of the asura is within the heart. There is nowhere where we need to look for what it is, the demon. What is the demon? I'm going to protect myself. I don't want to see that demon. The demon is within, is here, inside. And all around us, everywhere around us, is Krishna. Always. In every form, because he is very expert in disguising himself. So he takes sometimes some remaining karma that they might be within the heart of an exalted Vaishnava and present that in front of myself. And then this is the challenge. How do I react to that? Sometimes he comes through another devotee who has to still burn something out in service, because he's engaged in service. So he's doing, or she is doing, a very good service, because it's allowing me to see my demon. Oh, that's not good. Such a surrendered devotee, Krishna is using that person to teach me a lesson. Because the devotee is always in Krishna's hands. There is not a moment when a devotee is not being taken care personally by Krishna. As soon as we tell Krishna, "Oh my Lord, from this day on, I am yours." And this is actually when we take initiation. We should be really conscious of what we are doing. When we take initiation, "Oh Krishna, we are giving ourselves to you through the spiritual master." And this is a very important step in our life. And still, even though we take the steps, still there is so much pollution that I cannot see. In many circumstances, I fail to serve my spiritual master as he does deserve, because the spiritual master is not different from Krishna. In this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukracharya is doing the service to Bali Maharaj. He did a great service, because he was insisting, no, don't do that, you crazy, you're going to lose everything. He's Lord Vishnu, he's so powerful, he's going to take over everything. He will expand himself in the universal form, and there will be nothing that you can give to him. Don't do that. What is worse for someone like you, to lose your word? Fame is very important for a Kshatriya, no? And for everyone. We don't want infamy. So he was reminding, infamy is the worst thing could touch you. Don't do that. Better be humble. Don't be so proud. Something like that. No? Just don't think you can please him. So, but Bali Maharaj was not confused. He had the Lord in front of himself, and he dispels all ignorance. And he was also very wise how he dealt in the situation. And sometimes this is what we really have to do with our mind. Give positive. Many times, imagine, for instance, that we go on walking with kids. Many years ago, I was doing this service in Vrindavan as ashram teacher. And we were going, I was taking all the boys, my sons, to my two elder sons were there. And that was a very nice service because I was not in the academic, I was with the fun time. Well, the shower, it was not so fun. Taking shower at 3 in the morning was very hard to do that, to convince them to get up and take shower and wash their ears and do it properly. But most of the service was wonderful, taking prasadam together, reading Bhagavad Gita together. It was fun. And chanting, it was a bit challenging chanting japa because sleepiness would come in. But after their lessons, we would go out. And we would go mostly every day to Yamuna or to the forest around, that there were still some forests in those days, in the early 90s. And it was so wonderful. Sometimes the villagers, the farmers, were walking the path, the Parikram path where we were walking, and they would call us, come, climb up to the cart. And we would climb on the cart, and they would take us to Yamuna or to the forest, little forest, there were not many trees, but we call them forests now. And many times we would walk. And, you know, boys, children, sometimes we are walking with many children, and one goes and climbs a fence. And one could say, don't climb the fence. Don't do that. Don't do that. But, you know, like kids, it's not going to work that. They will think, she doesn't understand what I am doing. This is so fun, no? And better it is to send them a positive message. Hey, come. Come along with us. Come along and walk through the path. Come. We can walk along all together, no? So that's interesting. Okay, let's go walk all along together. We are going to chant, we are going to chant. And they would put their gamchas on their head because it was hot, and they would take sticks, and we would play. It was nice. No? I remember a story, I was not present there, of a devotee. She had children, and one of her kids climbed up a tree and fell down. I'm finished. No more walking for his entire life. No more walking. So this is what happens to every one of us. He didn't want to get that result, but he thought, such a beautiful tree. I don't know what he was thinking. Oh, let's take the flowers late for Krishna, or let's taste the fruits. He was willing maybe do some service, maybe have some fun, but we need to be precautious. We need to take all security. No. We cannot do things whimsically. He could have got a ladder, his friends holding it up, something, no? So we need to be very careful, because if we do not take care of this almost invincible enemy, which is the mind. It happens to me so often. Oh no, I got tricked again. So we need to take shelter of the Lord. Many years ago, I was in a very difficult situation, something that I didn't want to happen. And it was very difficult. And then I thought, okay, since I cannot remove this feeling that it is so difficult, let me think of a moment in the Bhagavatam that there was something difficult, how the devotee in that story reacted. And I would think of Prahlad Maharaj. I would think of him in the middle of the snow in the Himalayas. I don't know if that was the story, but he was placed into the snow in very cold and in very hot, in the middle of, in the fire. He was thrown into the fire, boiling oil. So I would think like that. I don't know why I would imagine him in the middle of the Himalayas, in the middle of the ice, and saying, "My Lord, you are everything." So that was very helpful. That was very helpful, very helpful. The energy outside would change. Not to perfection, because my meditation was not perfect at all. But it would be very helpful for myself and for the situation in front of me also. At least it didn't become too crazy. So that's very important, to give positive. And Bali Maharaj was so perfect, because what is the greatest challenge for a Kshatriya who likes, as Sukracharya was telling him, not directly, but you are going to lose your honor. What is going to be worse for you than that? No, he was giving him, sending him this message. And he was not confused. He was seeing the Lord in front of him, Lord Vamanadev. I have a very beautiful verse that sometimes I read that says, "By his uncommon beauty, Sri Krishna Chandra takes away the mind of everyone. However, when Sri Radha expands her own cleverness, she also captures Sri Krishna's mind. Therefore, she is called Hara." So this is what we need, taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord. And remember that Krishna is so beautiful and so handsome, and there is no difference between his name, Krishna, and Krishna himself. There is no difference. Krishna Chandra, the moonful face of Lord Krishna, no? His face is gorgeous. And Bali Maharaj had him there, right there in front. So, and Srimati Radharani feels very, 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 very fired up, very happy to see one that is inclined towards Krishna. Although pure devotion might not be still a fact, of course, but Bali Maharaj felt attraction to the Lord. And Srimati Radharani takes notice, "Oh, one more for my Lord to serve him, no?" And she helps. In the Maha Mantra we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is all about taking Radha and Krishna together. Hare is Srimati Radharani, as here the verse says. And when we chant Hare Krishna, we are bringing Radha and Krishna together. So this is the power of the Maha Mantra. By their grace, by the divine grace of the holy names of the Lord, we are engaged in the service. Our service is bringing them close together. No? And Srimati Radharani is very, very attracted when she sees this inclination within someone, even though one may not still be a devotee. And this happens to all of us. It happened when we were in the middle of nowhere, no? But we felt immediately attracted. I remember first time something came to me related to Krishna was the hair. It was a film. It was a performance in theater, and to Spain where I was, it came in a film. And in the middle of that film, there were the devotees with their clothes in saffron and shaved heads and bright, so bright, no? And lady devotees also, you know, with their saris and their head covered. And wow, what's that? I got attracted by that. So that's far out. And I kept on looking at the film, and I was thinking, when are they going to come again? I was willing to see them again. And Krishna fulfills all desires. So best thing is to be focused in the positive, because the negative is unavoidable, it's all around. But actually the truth is not so. Everything is positive. Everything is a chance to engage in service to the Lord. So that's a very important lesson Bali Maharaj is giving to all of us, because what is more difficult for a devotee, because he's a devotee, born in a family of demons, as myself, asuras, maybe innocent, my family, I don't know how much innocent we are, but this is our background of many of us. Actually, until we come in contact with the spiritual master, our life is of no meaning. So it is so for every one of us, actually, until we come in contact with Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's devotees. Life had no meaning. I think any one of us can agree on that. Although some here may be born in very respectful families. So such a challenge he had. But he was not distracted, he was not confused. There he was, his spiritual master telling him not to do it, don't do it, don't do it. And he was very vehement. He was not mild or shy. He was direct, exactly telling him what he had to do. But on the other hand, there he was, Lord Vamanadev. He could see him face to face. So that's more powerful than any ignorance. And the Lord is always face to face. We only need to desire to see him face to face, and he will come closer and closer. And we'll be closer and closer means that one meaning is that we'll be able in every circumstance to see him. Even though the person in front of me will get crazy. Okay, meditating something cool instead of getting into that fire mood. Yeah, something cool. And it may be helpful for myself and helpful for that person. So Krishna is always there, because actually he's within the heart of everyone. He's within every atom and between atom and atom. So he's within and without. So I don't know what I had written here. One thing that inspired me very much these days, Prabhu is no longer here, but Nisinghanandana Prabhu these days, he was telling us, reminding us of a very important verse, very interesting and important verse, very important, that for one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached. So this is the message in this stage of the Bhagavatam. We need to focus our heart into the lotus feet of the Lord, and then we'll be safe. So, and we have many examples when devotees were in such difficult situations as Bali Maharaj is here. I think for Bali Maharaj that's the worst thing that could happen to him, his spiritual master telling him not to do something that when the Lord is saying, calling him, come on. So that was the test for Bali Maharaj. And then we have the pastime of in Vrindavan when Indra gets envious of Krishna and wants to defeat Krishna and sends torrents of rains in Vrindavan to kill all the inhabitants. Such craziness. So how crazy can the mind become? Even though he's a devotee, a pure devotee. So still he got confused. And he was willing to kill everyone in Vrindavan. Such crazy thing. We do that with our behavior. Sometimes he says, willing to kill our spiritual lineage. Yes, sometimes we behave in ways like that by not being respectful to Vaishnava. This is us committing suicide. Vaishnavas, even sometimes to exalted devotees. We can see that sometimes in the web, unfortunately, a devotee criticizing one of our great Vaishnavas. That's so painful, no? So what did they do? All the bridge buses, they took shelter of Krishna, 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 save us. And Lord Krishna left Govardhan only with the tip of his finger, no? And he protected them all. And he took his amazing devotee, Govardhan, over his head. So there is no... Otherwise, Govardhan would have also suffered the flood. He's a devotee. So not even Govardhan suffered the flood. He was raised over his head. That was the best solution for him. And all the residents also got best solution also because they were close, tight, and they're side by side with the Lord, seeing him face to face, eye to eye, you know, for 7 days. So Krishna always has a wonderful and amazing arrangement for every single one of us, for the cows, for the cowherd boys, for the cowherd girls, maiden, for Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, even for Govardhan. How could he have been saved? But he lifted him up over his head. So don't think there is not a way the Lord is going to save us. We cannot think that. It's never going to happen. If we take shelter of him, he will find amazing ways to save us. As he did here for Bali Maharaj, because he was under the guidance of a false guru. And he was a Vaishnava. His father gave his youth. Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather, I mean, such an exalted devotee. He was a Vaishnava, as his spiritual master was also, but his spiritual master was very confused. So he found the perfect way to save him and came in front of him in his incarnation as Vamanadev, I can imagine. Sometimes we see the boys here in Mayapur dressed as Vamanadev. So brilliant, the Gurukuli boys, no? Imagine Lord Vamanadev. So he is going to have a solution for every one of us. Don't doubt it. I tell to myself, such a mess I have done in my life. Whoa, what's going to happen? How am I going to be saved? But I am convinced that although whatever mess there might be in my heart or in anyone's heart, Krishna is already moving like a puppeteer. He's moving all the strings of the different puppets around us, our heart, the devotees, everything. He's doing the perfect arrangement for every one of us, as he did in Govardhan. I don't remember now the name of the pastime, but in that pastime. He found the perfect solution for everyone, because it's not common that the young maidens of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, the elderly and the young, the cows and his parents and elderly gopis and elder gopas, his uncles, everyone, all the relatives and all the residents of Vrindavan and the forest and the trees and the Govardhan itself come together. When do we see that? It doesn't happen so often. The cowherd maidens are not present when the cowherd boys are in, and like that, no? So he found the perfect arrangement. So he's also, not that he's going to find the perfect arrangement for each of us in the future. He has already found it. The perfect arrangement is this, what is happening now. And he has so many wonderful ways in how he's going to save us. The one prayer is there. I don't know if it is the only prayer, but one prayer. Please, my Lord, engage me in your service and allow me to dance with you. and not against you. Sometimes we see here in the kirtan, every devotee is so fired up, dancing as crazy. And sometimes there is one, and we see the devotees how nicely they dance, all in synchronized, no? Forward and backwards, forwards and backwards, and clapping with the rhythm. But sometimes we see in the middle of all it, a devotee who is static and dancing and is bumping against everyone. Sometimes we don't want that to happen, but okay, it's the ecstasy of that lady or devotee. But best is to dance in harmony with Krishna, and then the performance, the offering, becomes very beautiful and very enhancing for the Lord to keep an eye over us. So we can pray, please, my Lord, engage me in your service. Please allow me to please you and dance with you and not against you. In dance there is harmony and there is connection. When we dance, there is connection. We cannot forget everyone around us when we dance. We can do, but then there is claps crashing, no? And it's ecstasy, but it's not in harmony. So this is a nice prayer we can offer the Lord. And remember that Krishna is going to save us. This is what our mind, because the guru, the false guru is my mind, doesn't know. And that's why he's always insisting, don't do that. No, if you do this, then that happens. If you serve this devotee, then you won't be able to serve that other devotee. How crazy. Come on. If I serve this devotee, then I won't be able to serve that devotee, and I would be committing an offense against this devotee. And if I serve this devotee, I won't be able to serve this other devotee because I will be busy in that service, and they are different. Maybe they are this service is incompatible. These thoughts are inside, no? But that's false. And we see sometimes devotees giving so much importance to one devotee and neglecting completely another. And this is not fair. This is not harmony. This is not harmony. This is like dancing against Krishna. Everyone is dancing beautifully, and I am so absorbed in my thoughts that I crash against the body of the others. So we should pray for harmony, because we have this example when we are in synchronized with Krishna. There is this example of the lake, then it's like throwing a stone and another stone always in the same spot, and then all the waves that are caused by the stone are in harmony, they never crash. But if I throw one stone here, I'm serving this devotee, and then I throw another stone here, I'm serving that other devotee, and I don't see how serving devotees is serving Krishna, then I am causing crashes. So we need to focus in the lotus feet of the spiritual master, Siguru, Gauranga, and with the desire to please Krishna. And this will cause harmony, happiness, and yeah, although it might not be a very significant, inspiration amongst ourselves, just by seeing someone trying to be in harmony with others, that's inspiring, although it might be just a very significant contribution. No? So this is, I think I wrote many other things, but I am not good in reading notes. And maybe there are some questions that you may have. There are two. I hear there is one mic and three. So whomever takes, there is one, two, three.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the wonderful class. I was just trying to get my head around something that's perhaps it's motivated.
Can you approach it closer to
me? Is that better?
Yes, much.
So something I was just thinking about, and perhaps it's motivated by my own personal situation. And I was just thinking about how Bali Maharaj, in one sense, the advice that Sukracharya was giving him was reasonable. That it is true that he, Bali Maharaj, would not be able to fulfill his promise, and because of that, he's going to commit an offense to the Lord. He's not going to be able to fulfill that third step, and so he's going to be punished for it. And I was just thinking that that Bali Maharaj, on one side, he's going to, his Guru Maharaj is giving him advice, and if he neglects it, it's an offense to neglect the spiritual master's advice. On the other hand, he's seeing is that if he that he can't fulfill the Lord's desire for three steps of land, therefore he's going to be punished for it. So on one side,
that happened. He was punished.
Exactly.
Krishna fulfills all desires.
Exactly.
Even Sukracharya's, because he's a devotee.
Yeah.
He also fulfills Sukracharya's words.
Yep.
His desire. It was a desire because he knew he was going to do it.
Yep.
So he wanted, you are going to be... He didn't want to because he was going to become poverty-stricken. He was going to miss the source of his maintenance.
So my question is that in seeing it from Bali Maharaj's perspective, he's going to offend his Guru Maharaj, and he's also going to commit an offense to the Lord by not fulfilling and be punished for it. But yet he still remains determined to do so.
Thank you very much.
And I was just thinking, likewise, sometimes in such a difficult situation, we would see it as that, no, should I neglect the instructions of my spiritual master at the same time also offend the Lord? And it just seems like, how do you think straight in a situation like that?
Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam saranam braja. Simply abandon all kinds of religious activities and surrender unto me. Don't worry, I will save you. And the spiritual master, I don't think is our situation nowadays. The false guru is within our heart. At least, it's not the situation in ISKCON. We have wonderful and amazing spiritual leaders in our movement. And we are glad to be able to offer our contributions, as we are doing these days, offering our contributions to His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, to Srila Giridas Maharaj, to all the Srimati Urmila Devidasi, our teachers and spiritual masters, because they are perfectly situated in pure devotional service, in Krishna consciousness, perfectly situated in surrendering their heart and soul to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And don't worry, I will save you. Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry, when a devotee asked him, what is going to happen if I am not able to remember Krishna at the time of death? And Prabhupada told him, don't worry, I have the back key. So we are saved because we are following the instructions of our spiritual master the best we can. We fail many times due to thick ignorance in the heart, but we're doing the best, at least the basic things, the principles and the chanting, positive and negative, we are following that. And maybe sometimes there are young leaders in our society that they may not give us the best advice, and they are also our spiritual guides. So if that situation happens, that we have a spiritual guide that gives us an instruction that we think is not appropriate for myself, then we are surrounded by so many Vaishnavas. It's good to have the guidance, personal guidance, because those who are personally guiding us know us very good, and they know which things need to be polished, no? So if one spiritual guide of us tells us that to do something or not do something that we think is not fair or not appropriate for myself, then we can approach our elder guide, senior Vaishnava.
Perhaps I wasn't clear in my question.
Okay.
It wasn't specifically about whether we should accept, if we think the advice that we're getting isn't correct or appropriate for us. it was more to do with the fact that the consequences, do you see? Because the consequences were, in Bali Maharaj's case, is that the consequences were, was he was going to commit an offense to his spiritual master, which he did, as well as the fact that he was going to get punished by the Lord. But still, even though that Bali Maharaj knew that this is what's going to happen to him, he's going to lose his property,
yeah,
he's going to get punished.
He did. He but, lost.
Yeah, he didn't retreat in what he wanted to offer to the Lord. He still remained fixed. And I was just thinking that how do we deal in situations like that, that we want to do something for the Lord, but we know, am I going to commit an offense to spiritual master or to the Lord or so on and so on?
Oh, if by following an instruction I am going to offend my spiritual master, I should never do that. That's why we have guru, because details might be different. And of course, if it is a detail, it's not really such a huge offense, it's a detail. So if we do not follow instruction given to us by a Vaishnava, who is not my spiritual master, it might be irrespectful not to do that. But if by doing I am going to commit an offense against my spiritual master, then I am not going to do it. I pray not to do it. At least I pray to have the eyes and the glance, the vision to understand the desire of my spiritual master and be able to follow. And contradictions disappeared in Krishna consciousness. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was told by his spiritual master, never go to Kolkata, and he went. But he didn't. He never went to Calcutta. He was always in Mayapur, Vrindavan. So sometimes, and I would say always, challenges are for us to grow, to understand what is the desire of the Lord. Always remember Him and never forget Him. Anyway, if we think that an instruction is being given to us and it's an offense to my spiritual master, I will approach my spiritual master, Guru Maharaj, look at this. This respectful Vaishnava is telling me to do this. This is when we can approach the spiritual master, not for silly things, no? And he's respectable. He deserves all my respect. I should obey his instruction. But I find this is offensive. And if we would not like to tell it directly to my spiritual master because just the thought of telling him is offensive, then tell this to his best closer friend or our Siksha Guru. And then they will help us. But I would pray to never do anything that will be an offense against my spiritual master. I pray for the vision and understanding to come out from this contamination, Guru Aparat, Hare Krishna, Vaishnava Aparat. And there are Aparats within my heart, otherwise it would be overcome already. So we can pray, please my Lord, help me and approach a Vaishnava. That's the best thing. I don't know if that's helpful. Maybe you are going to find a solution in the next lessons, because this is going to happen after. So maybe when we reach this part of the Bali Maharaj, this pastime, maybe we'll find the solution and you may like to ask the question again.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the class. I just wanted to ask, how can we focus our mind on chanting the holy name and Guru and Krishna?
It requires a constant endeavor. I mean, not endeavor like one is, you know, beating the ground, but catching our mind going out and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, giving the heart. We need to give the heart to the chanting. And remembering that Krishna and his name is no different. When I say Chandro, Chandro is my brother. He's not a devotee, but in Mallorca, the place where I live, Alexanders are called Chandro. So when I say Chandro, I love him. When I say his name, I immediately see him. I see him. I hear his big shoes. He's very tall and skinny, and I can see him. Chandro. No? So just taking darshan of the Lord. I have a friend, she's not here right now, but many days we make sure that we have first line to see Radha Madhava, and we look at them and we look for what is the kadamba flower. That's our trick. What is the kadamba flower? Oh, Radharani has two kadamba flowers. Look, Madhava has one kadamba flower. Look, now there are kadamba flower garlands, no? I remember one day, no long ago, the gopis had the mercy. The gopis, the Astasakis, I think were the ones in Tungavidya, Chitra, Champakalata, and Lalita. They all had kadamba flower garland. Sorry, I made a mess. English is a bit difficult for me. And they all had kadamba flowers, and Radha Madhava didn't. They have a few kadamba flowers. So we enjoy like that, and trying then along the day remember that, no? And when we chant Hare Krishna, we can remember Radha Madhava. Madhava, or rather you say Krishna, and when we see Madhava with his kadamba flower in the turban, no? I mean, there is no difference between, I'm sad that I don't have my notes here, I could look at them, because I have, how Srila Prabhupada, several times I have not learned these quotes, I am not a good student, but several times he mentioned that when we chant Hare Krishna, we can imagine Krishna's pastimes. He uses this word, he says, imagine. So we can imagine, or we can see Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and see Krishna, see Madhava, or Govinda Chandra, or my Krishna Chandra, my Govardhan Sila. Yeah. So we can do that. Prabhupada tells us many times. He says only chant, mouth and ear. Maybe we are very in a specific way. He may say that. But if he sees us in another way, or in other instances, he said that opposite thing. Not opposite, because it's not different. Listening than seeing, there should not be difference. So just take a photo of the deities. Have this pastime in the morning, looking at Radha Madhava, Astasakhi, you know, and then next day when you chant japa, you can see them. Today, Madhava is with his very tight kind of dhoti. It's a pan with something like that, no? His Chinese cloth. So handsome, no? So Prabhupada said, the form of the Lord, of the Murti, is for us to see and become attracted. Sometimes the devotees cover the body of the Lord so much that we don't see his shape, Tribangi, no? So we need to look at the form of the Lord, and then when we chant, we'll have like flashes of seeing him. And when he is not there, we need to, okay, this is for later, Hare Krishna, like that. But having a photo of the deities is very helpful. Remember that, it's not different from Krishna. And the last question is a bit late.
Krishna Mataji, Krishna attracts everyone. He is so beautiful. So maybe a silly question. How come Sukracharya not attracted by the beauty of the Lord and not fully surrendered?
I didn't understand.
I mean, this Sukracharya, why? I mean, was not attracted to the beauty of the Lord.
Oh, he didn't know. He didn't understand. He was too much interested. Selfish people, I have something written there. Selfish people cannot see anything besides my, I am mine. So there are different kinds of selfishness, selfishness centered in oneself and extended. He wanted all the best for his disciple, Bali Maharaj. He thought that. He didn't want him to go to jail. This is what happened to him. He went to jail. He was in prison and tied up by Vasuki, I think, the serpent, because Krishna fulfilled the desire, the words of Shukracharya. So he couldn't see the beauty of the Lord because he was self-centered. So we are covered by many layers, and when we are very covered, we can only see ourselves. Although Krishna and Super Soul are side by side, we are so covered that we cannot see him, although he is within my heart. So that's why it's very important to live with devotees, engage in service of the devotees, and this will purify our heart. And in as much as we are engaged in service to the Lord and his devotees, we'll be able to remember not so much the external procedure, but the internal. Ringing the bell and doing movements with a lamp is of no value unless I know why I'm doing so. So we need to look within and not so much without. Shukracharya was only seen outside. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada.